with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to withdraw from the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and resume its war against Hamas if the militant group does not go ahead with the next scheduled release of hostages on Saturday.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is threatening to call off the ceasefire with Hamas. Netanyahu says he will resume the war in the Gaza Strip if Hamas does not follow through on a promised release of hostages this Saturday. His tough words come after Hamas announced it will not free the hostages. It accuses Israel of violating the ceasefire. It says Israel is obligated to allow more badly needed aid into the territory. Netanyahu's tough position comes after President Donald Trump called on Hamas to release all remaining hostages by Saturday. That's over 70 people.
That's correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. There's a huge shortfall for a California insurance fund.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who cannot get private insurance needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A snowstorm has blown into the U.S. mid-Atlantic states, causing dozens of accidents on icy roads, prompting school closures and stoking worries about possible power outages. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points, the NASDAQ dropped 70, the S&P up 2. This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever, and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump signed an executive order giving federal agencies latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls' and women's sports. SRN News. A $4 billion settlement resulting from a catastrophic Maui wildfire remains on track after a Hawaii Supreme Court ruling.
The court says insurance companies cannot bring their own legal actions against those blamed for the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. Other steps still remain to finalize the deal between thousands of people who filed lawsuits and various defendants, including Hawaiian Electric Company. The massive inferno decimated the historic town of Lahaina, killing more than 100 people, destroying thousands of properties, and causing an estimated $5.5 billion in damage. Rich Thomason reporting.
Thousands of dogs, hundreds of breeds, and just one top dog will be crowned at the Westminster Kennel Club show Tuesday night. The Best in Show trophy will be awarded about 11 p.m. in New York. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.